The next technique, using a blanket mortgage. A blanket mortgage includes collateral in addition to the property being purchased. For example, you can include equity in your home, another investment property, or even an automobile as part of a blanket mortgage. Blanket mortgages come in handy when you encounter a seller willing to finance the entire purchase if they're given assurance that you will not default on the loan. The seller may be afraid that the property will be returned to him in a worse condition than when it was sold, or that he or she will have to go to the trouble and expense of selling the property all over again. By including equity in property you already own as part of the mortgage on the property, you're really providing additional security for the seller. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy a property with no money down. The seller is willing to finance the entire price of the property, but is afraid that you will walk away from the loan before you've built up substantial equity in the property. The sources are the seller and the equity in your existing assets. And the strategy is to give the seller a note for the entire purchase price of the property, using as collateral the property you're buying, as well as equity in other property that you own. Let's take a look at an example here. You locate a house in your neighborhood that's been vacant for some time and needs exterior painting. You research the property and get the name and number of the owner and find out there is no mortgage on the property. When you contact the owner, you learn that it's a senior citizen who is interested in selling, but has not listed the property with a real estate broker. You schedule an interior inspection and determine that the property requires only cosmetic repairs and is habitable in its current condition. Your market analysis reveals the property is worth $90,000. You determine through conversation with the seller that the property is clearly a burden for him. He tells you that he's a retired teacher and is looking to move closer to family that lives out of state. You take into consideration the rent you'd be able to charge for the unit, as well as the repairs you'd like to make, and negotiate a purchase price of $73,000. You offer to pay the purchase price in the form of a seller carryback or a purchase money mortgage. The seller raises concerns about what's going to happen if you don't pay on the mortgage or maintain the property. He wishes to retire and move away and is fearful about the possibility of having to foreclose on the property or take it back once the transaction closes. Let's take a look at how we'd use this technique. First, explain to the seller that you will make the mortgage payments to him on time. Second, if you have a current mortgage on a piece of property and you've paid on the mortgage over a long period of time, you could provide the seller with a copy of your mortgage history, which you can order from your lender. This history is going to show the amount and timeliness of your payments. Number three, present the seller with a blanket mortgage on the seller's property, as well as another piece of property that you own that has $30,000 in equity. The seller now has the option to foreclose not only on the property you're buying from him, but on the other piece of property as well. This should give the seller considerable peace of mind. The result of all of this, you have purchased a property with no money down, and the seller has confidence about extending financing to you because of the additional property you mortgaged as security.